This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Legendary football coach Bill Walsh has died at the age of 75. He had leukemia. Walsh led the San Francisco 49ers to 3 Super Bowl victories and created the innovative passing style called West Coast Offense. He helped quarterbacks reach the Hall of Fame, and he mentored championship-winning coaches. Ben Adler of member station KAZU has this remembrance.
You can't underestimate Bill Walsh's impact, says longtime Bay Area sports columnist Glenn Dickey.
He revolutionized football in the NFL, there's no question about that, and his effects are still felt today.
In 1979, Walsh took over a franchise that was a complete disaster. A mere 3 years later, he would lead the 49ers to the first of 3 NFL championships. The key to Walsh's dominating offense was simple enough. Quick, precise, short passes, even on first down, when most teams normally ran the ball. They'd rack up first downs, keep the ball moving, and most of all, keep the other team's offense on the sidelines. Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young, one of Walsh's proteges, told ESPN today that Walsh's West Coast offense spread throughout the league.
All the offenses, no matter what anyone says about whether they've accepted it or not, they use the techniques, they use the concepts that were introduced on third down especially, first down passing game, the short passing game, replacing your running game in many ways, things that are, you know, just, it was new.
Walsh's wisdom went far beyond X's and O's. Young says he had a tremendous eye for talent.
He would put different people in different places and he could see what they could become. I guess the ultimate thing you can say about a coach is to have that God-given ability, that special ability that's so rare, that he can see people and their potential and what they could become before they could, that person ever has a chance to understand it.
Young would know. He's one of several quarterbacks, Joe Montana's another, whose careers flourished under Walsh. The same happened to more than a handful of coaches who went on to lead their own teams after getting their start with Walsh in San Francisco. In a decade at the helm of the 49ers, Walsh won over 100 games, 6 division titles, and 3 Super Bowls. Then, after his 3rd championship following the 1988 season, he retired.
I think I could be here as long as I wanted. I think the key for me personally would be what I want to do with my life at this point. Having coached for 30 years and been through this many, many times, is there a time when you step away?
Even after he left, Walsh's legacy lived on. San Francisco won 2 more Super Bowls, including one the very next year. Walsh also coached in the college ranks with 2 stints at Stanford. He started a program to help minority coaches improve their job prospects, and he spent some of his later years in the 49ers front office. But to football fans everywhere, he will forever be linked with Joe Montana, Steve Young, Jerry Rice, and winning. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler.